What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What has impressed you about your group? You know, I mean, I think the best thing I could say is this: we got a lot of things
to improve on, whether you talk about fundamentally, individually, per player, or whatever that is. But when you look at the big picture, like when you close your eyes and kind of, you know, you want to see what it looks like in the pads, is, you know, I think we've said it for years, you know, we want to win the line of scrimmage, you know, and we're certainly battling our offense for that line of scrimmage, and we're doing a good job. And then the physicality piece of things, I think the best thing to say is that during our tenure here, and, you know, a lot of us have been here 9 years. I shouldn't say a lot of us. I don't know how many are left. But, you know, it's always been an emphasis, and it's part of our philosophy and all those type of things. But I think the short duration of when we arrived to showing up physically, that was good. But it doesn't matter, you know, how early you do it. It's that you do it consistently, and that's what we're looking for. So those are a couple of things.
Football. So are you able on the practice tape evaluation to determine whether your D linemen are effectively holing them up so your linebackers can run free and hit?
I would disagree on you with the fact that it's not full. We are full speed. We're just not taking dudes to the ground. And then sometimes you see, I got to yell at our guys because they're taking guys to the ground. You know what I mean?
The question is, how free are they keeping your linebackers to run and hit those?
Yeah, I mean, we just talk about doing our 1/11th. We're not teaching. Everybody's got a key and everybody's got a technique that they're supposed to perform on every play. Whatever that causes, you know, whether you're keeping linebackers free or they decide to free release on a run the O-line to the second line or to the second level, excuse me. It's just everybody identifying their key and doing their job. You know, like I just said, if they want a free release to the second level, that means the defensive line has one-on-ones in a run game. So the expectation is that, yes, you control your primary gap, but we got to be able to also, like, we got to get to the ball and tackle the football. That's the whole goal, is tackle the football without them gaining any yards in the run game, keep it elementary, right? So I think everybody is honing in on their 1/11th. We certainly have a lot of room to grow, but I would say that we're treating this as full-speed, game-like reps. That's the message that we send our guys. It's just don't take them to the ground yet.
We know that Max is going to be missing some time.
Yep.
In your experience, what is the key for a young player, a rookie, who misses time early to be able to get back and kind of be where he needs to be at that point, if that makes sense?
Right. I mean, we've dealt with it. We've dealt with it over the years. I mean, I can think back to when I was a linebacker coach with TB, right? You know, and then TB missed the entire preseason, you know. And, you know, we had a plan in place, and, you know, we certainly have walkthroughs. We have things that he can do during practice and those type of things when he's available to be able to do those things, you know. But it's hard to simulate game speed. You can't simulate the physicality of the NFL. So certainly going to be an adjustment period there, but we'll have a plan and it'll be well thought out and be rocking and rolling.
For TP though, he had a year in the system before he missed that part of game.
True.
For a rookie, how hard is this foundational part of the season to miss that he's going to have to be out for a while?
Yeah, it's tough, but the NFL is not worried about us and trying to get him caught up. So we're going to do everything we can to make sure he's ready to go and can perform. Certainly, we've got to be creative in the ways we go about it. But between Joe Dana, Jamile, myself, we'll definitely have a plan, and we'll do the best we can to get him ready to go. Certainly, you know, like I said earlier, one of our goals is to prosper in adversity, and certainly this is a case of adversity, and we need to prosper. We can't hang our heads.
Bobby, you saw you go up to him as he was coming off the field with that injury. What's kind of been your conversations with him like, and how has he responded?
Yeah, I think with all players, you know, they want to be available. They don't want to let their teams down. We talk about being a good teammate and, you know, the competitive nature. Sean and Brandon do a great job of identifying those players as we acquire them. But the biggest thing that I tell any guy that potentially would be facing adversity with injury is don't let negative thoughts get in your head. You know, whatever you believe in, but I do believe that negativity in your mind can certainly affect your recovery process. And it's, hey, stay positive, take it minute by minute, day by day, rehab session by rehab session. And when you're ready to go, we're ready to go. But you try to think too far ahead, oh, I'm going to be out there. No, literally just worry about today. Worry about what we're doing right here.
How valuable is it to have depth at the position, but also depth in guys that have started games for you, have been in this system, that you kind of know what you're getting when you put out there in your markets today?
You're talking about corner?
Yeah.
I really love the competition in that room and the depth in that room. There's a lot of skins on the wall in that room, per se. There's a lot of youth that we're excited about. I've said it before, we don't flinch. Like, next man up. You know, next man slides right up, and, you know, for instance, Dorian's going to have to get more reps. Dorian Strong, and that's what it is. And our expectation is that the expectation for every player is the same, you know, in our eyes, that we set for him. Not for no offense to you guys, not for what you set for him, not for what Bill's. We've got to stay inside our building, and we'll set those expectations, and they're certainly high. But they know what they are. So, you know, it's certainly good to have those guys here.
Hey, Bobby, with Jordan Hancock behind the scenes, how does he split his time NFL between nickel and safety, and how has he done in that picking?
Yeah, I mean, we've had a plan where we started him one way, we've kind of moved him another way, and then we're going to try to get to a happy medium of where we're at. But it's hard on him. It's hard on him, you know, and that's fine. I've said it all the time. We want to create a sense of urgency and a little bit of chaos for those rookies. So it's hard early, and then once they start to gain repetition, it starts to calm down. So, you know, we have a plan, like I said before. Don't need to go into a lot of detail with it, but there's certainly a plan.
Culture past kind of the halfway point. What have you noticed from TJ Sanders from the start of camp until now?
We're past the halfway point. Jeez, I don't even know what day of the week it is. it's consistency. We need, you know, TJ's talented. We all know that. Like, he knows that. Everybody knows that. I'm not telling you anything you don't know. But what we're looking for him is the consistency day in and day out. And really, like I said earlier, it's just read your key, use your technique, and we'll go from there. But we've got to make sure there's enough leeway for him to use his God-given ability, which there's ability there. So we just need to make sure we're getting that consistency out of him.
Where do you see improvement? Dan Walker, Ed Oliver said that he's a dancing bear. He's a big guy on ballerina legs.
Yep.
Is it crazy to see how big of a human being he can be and the way he moves?
I mean, I've said it multiple times. I mean, people that are his size shouldn't be able to do some of the things he does. But again, just like TJ, we need to see consistency, because if we don't get the dancing bear, you know, all that type of stuff, it doesn't matter. So, you know, we need to make sure that consistency is in there. And I get it, he's talented, but, you know, this is the NFL. Everybody's talented. So, you know, certainly he's got some God-given ability, but he needs to do his 111th for us.
Where have you seen improvement from Javon Solomon? What excites you about what he can bring in that pass rush?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen and I'll talk about him quick. I've seen a big jump from Javon from last year to this year, and I think he's doing some really good things out there. He's certainly pushing that group, and you know, it's just he's a year more comfortable, right? Like, and he knows what to expect. He knows, you know, he knows going into the offseason what it is. It's not his first time listening to me in front of the defense. It's not his first time listening to Sean in front of the team. So he can hone in a little bit more on potentially mindset going out every day to practice, locking in mentally. When you come out here as a rookie, sometimes it's wide-eyed, like, oh, what's going on here? You know, so he certainly has shown some things. We'll see where it goes.
We've seen some splash plays from Matt Milano so far this camp. What are you looking to see out of him, and you know, how's he been responding so far?
Matt's great. Matt's great. Stay healthy. That's it.
Bobby, in terms of injured players, you said you want to make sure they take it minute by minute, not get into the sky's falling mentality. How do you approach that with players to make sure they are doing that?
And you're saying our defense in general, every player. Yeah, I think, you know, I think it's just constant reminders for us of what our expectations are of our guys, you know, and this goes back, like I've said it before, you learn from players, and, you know, you've got to, you know, even me as a coordinator, like you're looking ahead. That's part of the job. Like, okay, got to get ahead of things and make sure we're preparing for what we might see. But I think it's really important that the players, you do enough to make sure the players are right where they're at, whether that's constant reminders, whether that's, you know, honing in on the detail of every play, whatever it is. There's a lot of different ways you can go about it. Certainly the position coaches have different ways, and certainly I have different ways, but it's just constant reminders. It's just constant reminders of, you know, we're not thinking about the meetings after practice. You know, we're not thinking about the last period of practice today. We are focused on what's about to happen, and there should be guys out there early working on things, and we're only worried about that right now.
How impressed are you with what seems like a rapid ascension of leadership for Christian Benford, who, I mean, he played at a great level last year. It seems like he's improved a little bit this year, but just the way he seems to have the pulse of that room in what feels like a pretty quick amount of time.
Yeah, I don't think Christian Benford's changed. I think, you know, Christian Benford is not a man of many words, as we all know. Extremely smart, extremely intelligent. You know, and I think it's more like literally those young guys, I tell them all the time, and I show clips of CB, and I've said it before, CB does everything right, you know, 99% of the time, and that's the expectation for him. But it's going to be more for him of the young guys especially, or even when we're in defensive team meetings, of the D-line seeing him doing everything exactly right. He's not going to say a lot, but the examples he puts on tape is going to elevate the play of those around him, which, you know, that's leadership, elevating people around you, you know, and lifting up people around you. That's, to me, that's the definition of it.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.